A group of scientists has been visiting the University of Florida's Plant Science Research and Education Unit at Citra, Florida this week. The purpose of the trip was to look at various varieties of peanuts, some as many as 1,500 kinds, growing at the University of Georgia's farm site in Citra. The leader of that project is Greg McDonald, a weed scientist and agronomist with the University of Florida's Institute of Food and Agricultural Sciences. He said nobody has done a side-by-side study of yield, grain, biochemical components, and generic background of all these various varieties. He said, we put together the study, and we now are able to determine those things for which each plant line is good for. More than 50 national and international peanut scientists toured the fields and reviewed the various varieties to determine if there are any that they would like to try in their areas. For example, some of the folks from Africa are looking for a drought-tolerance peanut when they have an unlimited amount of water during the season. Another group is trying to control tomato spotted wilt virus. Another group, he said, has been looking at, from Haiti, a special variety of peanut to help feed the future and mycotoxin innovation lab. This is a project supported by USAID, or the Agency for International Development. This project works on organizations called Meds and Foods for Kids, which uses locally grown peanuts to produce a well-known, ready-to-use therapeutic food. It's a fortified peanut paste that is formulated to provide all of the child's basic nutritional needs, and they say they are needing that now in Haiti. Others they are working on include disease-resistant cultivars. They're battling aflatoxin, they're battling tomato spotted wilt virus, and other insects and disease that may affect the peanut. But that's going on this week at the University of Florida down in Citra, Florida. I'm Tyron Spearman for Southeast AgNet.